Today's podcast is brought to you by BWAP, the Buffalito World Outreach Project, Lawrence M. Schoen's ongoing attempt to use science fiction to reach the entire planet and beyond. Visit BWAP.info for more info, as well as to obtain a free copy of Buffalo Dogs in many different languages.
Sunday, December 11th, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dach Jaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. As mentioned last week, we'll be spending every Sunday in December talking about pronouns. Pronouns can stand in for other nouns anywhere in the sentence. They can also be used for added emphasis when a verb prefix makes an actual noun unnecessary. And they also serve as a conjunction of the verb to be when there isn't another verb. Today we'll look at second-person pronouns in both singular and plural forms. In English, the translation is going to be the same. You, regardless of whether it's subject or object, singular or plural. The singular form of this pronoun in Klingon is shoch, capital S, O, capital H. The plural form of this pronoun in Klingon is klich, TLH, capital I, H. Pay close attention to the following examples and you'll be fine. Shoch, kalechlach. I can see you. Note, yad choch, klich. Y'all will never understand. Chuchwitpu, klich. You're the killers. Vavdaj, shoch. You're his father. I could tell you that having a command of second-person pronouns will change the way you see things around you, but I don't need to. You already know their power in English, how they let you speak directly to other people. Already, at some level, you're thinking how this will change the way you use Klingon. Good. That means my plan is working. Kopme poshmoch chol.